Okay, welcome to the Hanukkah series, part 3. Toshin Ayin Dalet. Welcome. Have a donut, it comes together.
No,
a donut.
Thank you, I already had breakfast.
Okay. A friend of mine told me, old Harusa of mine in the mirror, his father was a very big diamond dealer. And he told me, many years ago, that his father was in Russia for business on a Hanukkah night. He was traveling. He'd done his meetings, and he was on the way traveling back to maybe to Europe or to the US. I don't remember where he was traveling to. And it was Hanukkah night, and he wanted to light the menorah. So he went into a hotel. And he rented a room for the night. Went in his room, lit menorah, and then checked out. Obviously, when the menorah, after half an hour, checked out and went and traveled to where he's supposed to travel to. So, very nice. He specially to be kind the mitzvah. He paid for a whole night, paid for a whole room, the whole night, and he just checked out.
He lit the menorah in his room?
Yeah. No. After half an hour, he blew it out. Oh, okay. He was a responsible person. Yeah. He blew it out, okay. But then he checked out. That was it.
Okay.
What I'd like to discuss is what he did. Is it an obligation? Is a person obligated when you're in a situation where you don't have where to light your menorah? Are you obligated to rent a house to light? Part two of the same question. That person's well-to-do. He could afford to rent a hotel just for the mitzvah. What about a not well-to-do person? He doesn't have the financial abilities. And for him to rent a hotel room would be beyond more than a fifth of his assets, more than a chomesh of his assets. Is he also mechuyev to rent a room to light a menorah? If we're going to decide there's no such a chiyuv, is it a good idea to do such a thing? Or if you're potter, then you're wasting your time. You'll be fine by sukkah. Sometimes when you potter from the sukkah and you go in, you call the head yoitz. That's the point. You're wasting your time. So that's what I'd like to discuss today. Okay? So, are you obligated to rent a room? Is it an obligation for everyone, even for a poor person, would have to rent a room in that situation? Or, it's not an obligation, but it's a good idea, if you can. Or you just, what's the point? If you're potter, why are you doing it for? Like in sukkah, when it rains, don't sit in the sukkah. The more rains, when it rains, you sit in the sukkah, you're a head yoit. Doesn't mean idiot. You're a head yoit. No point. That's what I discussed today with the Siyata Dishmaya. So what it really boils down to, the fundamental question over here is, is a person obligated to rent a house to light Hanukkah lights? We've discussed in previous shurim, you have to have a house to light Hanukkah lights. If you're in the streets, you're homeless, nothing there, you can't light Hanukkah lights. It's near your base, so you have to have a house. The question is, if I don't have a house, am I obligated to rent a house to light Hanukkah lights?
What about if he has a house, but he's not at his house, and he's traveling on there?
Okay, so you're right. If his wife is lighting for him, that would work. That's true. But if there's no one lighting for you over there, or if you don't have a house, we will make the question simple. A person doesn't have a house. He's like nature.
He's like an indigent or a wandering Jew.
That's right, wandering Jew. He lives in the wilderness, in the Midbar. He has no house, nothing. He just sleeps in the fields. question is he mechuyev, is he obligated to rent a house to light the Hanukkah lights? Rav Chaim Kanievsky, wants to bring a proof that he's not chayev. Why? Because the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, tells us that even a person who didn't light, when he sees someone else's candle, he recites the Birkas HaRoyeh. He can say Sha'oso Nisim. Who's that for? It's for someone who didn't light, or he's on a ship. So he says Birkas HaRoyeh. Says Reb Chaim, if indeed this guy is obligated to rent a house, to do so, why are you saying Birkas HaRoyeh? Go and rent a house. That's your chiyuv. Go and do it. If it's a chiyuv, so go and do it. Why is the Chazal making a bracha for someone who's not doing what he's supposed to be doing? Huh? No, your kids, they say to me, I'm hungry. Did you have your meal? No, I don't know. So eat your meal, you won't be hungry. It's an interesting thing. If you eat your sandwich, you're not hungry. Okay? So why are you making a bracha for this guy who didn't do what he's supposed to do? Go rent the house and light your own menorah. What are you doing? Why should we make a bracha for you? So the time, you see from here, the person who is not in the house is potter. I don't have to rent a house. So therefore Chazal gave him a bracha, Birkas HaRoyeh. That's what Reb Chaim wants to prove. Reb Chaim's father-in-law, who's that? No, I'm talking about Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Who's Reb Chaim Kanievsky's father-in-law? Rav Yashiv said, I don't agree. Says, no, a person is obligated. But the bracha was made for people who are Muslim. They don't have the ability to do what they're supposed to be doing. He's on a ship. What can he do? He's on a ship. He can't rent any houses in the ship. It's on a boat. So they made a bracha for him. It's not a raya, but it's someone who has the ability. He has to go and rent a house. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, this is to be found, you can find this discussion in the Sefer called Shvus Yitzchak. And he wants to say, you know, this question, whether a person is obligated to rent a house to light menorah or not, is a machlokes rishonim. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Beis and Gimel, the Rambam there is talking about the idea that before you do a mitzvah, you have to make a bracha before you do it. And there the Rambam gives us interesting definitions. And the Rambam is talking about there's two types of mitzvahs. The mitzvahs which are choiva, which is obligations, and mitzvahs which are not choiva. You don't have to do that mitzvah. For example, Netilas Adayim. You don't have to do Netilas Adayim. Choose not to have bread. You won't have to do Netilas Adayim. But the mitzvahs which are choiva, obligations, what are they? Says the Rambam, to a mikro Megillah, you have to read the Megillah. Right? Or, hadlokas ner Chanukah, you have to light ner Chanukah. So the Rambam calls, there's two categories, we have choiva and rashus. The Rambam categorizes Chanukah in the mitzvahs which are choiva, obligation. Now, the Rambam, the Lachim before, gives us more insight. What's the ramifications of things which are choiva or things which are rishus? Says the Rambam in Halacha Beis. Yesh mitzvos ether she'odam chayev lishtadel ve'lirdoif. The mitzvos you have to try, put effort and run after them. Ad she'yaseh oisa. You got to do whatever you can do till you do it. Could go and fill in. I don't have any fill in. Go and get fill in. There's no fill around. So, what's the person have to do? So go and travel next shul. Go and ask your neighbor, knock on the door. You have to wear fill in. I don't have any fill in. I don't have to do it. No, you have to do whatever you can do to get the fill in. sukkah, lulav, a shofar. I don't have a shofar. So what? You gotta do me, you have to be a shtad and a lulav after a shofar, find a shofar. The elu elu heina nikroim choiva, fisha odem chayev kol paim lasis. These are called obligations. You have to do them in all situations. You gotta do them. Yes, mitzvah shem not choiva. They like reshus. To go in mezuzah. Mezuzah is reshus in what way? Why is it reshus? Huh? Why is mezuzah called reshus?
You don't have a house.
You don't have to live in a house, says the Rambam. If you feel like it, you can live all your life in a tent. You won't have to put mezuzah. You can live in a ship. You won't have to have mezuzah. So the Rambam, he's defining what is choiva, what's reshus. Reshus are things that you get out of, like mezuzah. You don't have to have mezuzah. If you don't have a house, you don't have to have mezuzah. But the mitzvah is a choiva. You have to do all you can do in all situations to do them, the tefillin and the lulav. Now, let's remember what we said. The Rambam Melacha Gimel. Where do we put Ner Chanukah? In the choiva mitzvahs or the reshus mitzvahs? Did he put Chanukah within Tehillat Sodaim?
Oh.
Right. He didn't put it within Tehillat Sodaim. This Sodaim, I don't want to have bread. Don't do it in Tehillat Sodaim. But the Chanukah, he said, is a choiva. Like Mikra Megillah. And Chanukah is a choiva. And what's a choiva? Well, you have to be Mishtad Aludot Tachrein. Zot of Chaim. See, of Chaim Kanevsky. So you see from here, the Chanukah is a choiva gomor. It's your choiva, it's choiva new. So you have to do all that's necessary to do it. If you're not in a house, get a house. Like the tefillin, like the mezuzah, like the lulav, like the shofar. Go and get one. Right?
But I think a house is just the hechsher mitzvah, it's not the mitzvah.
Okay, shofar also. You have to hear a shofar. So whatever needs to be done, you got
to
do it.
The thing, you have to blow the shofar.
I don't have to blow. I don't have to blow. I don't have to blow shofar. You have to hear it. Fine. So if I don't have one myself, what I have to do? I have to make sure. I go hear it somewhere. I can't sit back and say, well, I don't have one, so I don't have to do it. No, it's your choiva, it's your obligation to do the shtad of Lil Dorf Acharein. Do whatever you can do to do it, to get it done. Mezuzah, I don't have to. I can just not have a house and I don't have to do it. The Chanukah, he's categorizing with the choiva. What does that mean? You go to like Chanukah, but I don't have a house. So get a house. How? Go and rent a house. This was a prime received from the Rambam. That's a choiva. Go to it. But says a prime in Toisus in Sukkah, we see not that way. Says in Sukkah, this is not true. You don't have a house, you don't have to do it. What's the raya in Toisus in Sukkah? Toisus in Sukkah, that mem vavam beis. He's talking about why is it that Chanukah gets Birkas HaRoya. You don't know Chanukah? Oh, you can make a bracha. Why didn't it happen to lulav? A person doesn't have a lulav. So, Nebuch, you don't have a lulav, you're in prison. You know lulav. So you know what? You see someone with a lulav, make a bracha. You don't have a... You're a sick person. You can't sleep in the sukkah. You can't eat in the sukkah. You're sick. You're in the... Tipunim Rats. Chazal Shalom, Chazal Chalila, and you can't, don't yet move out of your bed. But you see a sukkah out the window. I'll make a bracha. No, you don't make a bracha. You're not in the sukkah, you can't make a bracha. Why did the Chanukah get singled out as Tosfos? Answers Tosfos, because of Chavivus HaNes. The Nes of Chanukah is so chaviv, so special, so precious, they gave a bracha to everyone, even a person who's not doing the mitzvah. Alternatively, says Tosfos, because there are few people who don't have homes. So they made a bracha for him. Says Tosfos, no, that can't be. That can't be the reason, because you don't have a home. Because if so, Maishnomi Mezuzah. If they're making a bracha for people who don't have a home, that's why they made a bracha for Chanukah, you should make a bracha for people who don't have a mezuzah either. They don't have a home. So therefore Tosfos backed out and says only because of Chavivus HaNes. So Tosfos is comparing Chanukah to Mezuzah. So Tosfos, If indeed Hanukkah is a choyv gomor, all he can be done to have a neros Hanukkah, what's the comparison to mezuzah? Mezuzah, you don't have a house. Tapatul, bye bye. You don't have to do it. You're pata. You're being a raif. You're asking questions. Why Hanukkah gave a bracha and not mezuzah? Mezuzah, if you don't have a house, you're a potter. Hanukkah, you don't have a house, you're a chayev to get the house. What's the comparison? The fact that Tosfos compares them together shows they're the same category. The person without the house is potter from Hanukkah, right? The person without the house is potter from mezuzah. So if you make a bracha to someone who doesn't have a Hanukkah, should you make a bracha for someone who doesn't have mezuzah? So it comes out to be Machlekes Rambam and Tosfos. According to Rambam, it's a choyv. You have to do whatever you can be done. So you have to make it happen. And according to Tosfos, take a mezuzah. You don't. You have a house, you got a light. Don't. You have a house, you got to put a mezuzah. You have. Don't have a house, you don't have the light. Don't have a house, you don't have to put a mezuzah. So he talks to Chaim. But his father-in-law does not agree. Says Rav Yoshev, no, I don't agree. Not true. Even Tosfos agrees that Hanukkah is a choyv gomor. So why are we comparing to mezuzah? Says Rav Yoshev, look, Tosfos never was talking about, there's a mitzvah called Makeh. What's Makeh? Putting a fence around your roof. Should we consider a person who doesn't have a house, Nebuch, he can't be Mekayim, it's his Makeh. Should we make a bracha for him? He doesn't have a house, doesn't have a roof, and he's not Mekayim the mitzvah of Makeh, of making a fence. Did Tosfos consider to give him a bracha? He's a Nebuch, no? Doesn't have a mitzvah maker. Well, that was mine. Zuzu also doesn't have Zman. Why didn't Tosfos consider giving a bracha to someone who doesn't have mitzvah maker? What do you say?
What's the question?
A person who doesn't have a house, he never fulfills the mitzvah of putting a fence around the roof. Tosfos never considered to give him a bracha.
Your bracha for that?
Makeh? Maybe not. Maybe why shouldn't there be a bracha? Oh, I don't know why it shouldn't be a bracha. Maybe there is. Why not? There should be a bracha. Why not? I never said one myself, but I would guess there's a bracha. Why not? Ramallah. The answer is, the whole purpose of Makeh is to protect your house. If you have no house, there's nothing to protect. There's no purpose. The whole purpose of Makeh is to mitzvah to make your house safe. If you don't have a house, there's nothing to make safe, so there's no point. We have mitzvah called Trumas and Maestras. If you have food, take Trumas and Maestras. It's a mitzvah. If you don't have food, there's no point in taking Trumas and Maestras. Because the mitzvah is for the chepet, it's for the item. If you don't have the item, you don't have the mitzvah. But, there's nothing to talk about. There's a bracha, bracha of a maker. Oh,
very good.
Okay. But, when it comes to mezuzah, even if you don't have a house, there's a purpose for the odom. The need for a man to have a mezuzah. What way? Because the Rambam writes, what is mezuzah? The Rambam writes that every time you walk out the door, you see Yichud Hashem. And the Rambam writes, and the person awakens and realizes the world is all hevel. And he awakens to Avas Hashem. Hashem's with him. You wake up from your sleep, and from your mistakes, incredible things that happen in mezuzah. The mezuzah, it's not just to fix up your house, it's for you. A man has a need for mezuzah because he gets so much out of mezuzah. And same thing with Hanukkah. Hanukkah, it's the halil. So therefore, Jesus thinks, wants to compare Hanukkah to mezuzah. Because the same in the Chazal give you a connection to Hanukkah. You didn't light your Hanukkah, give it a bracha. Be connected. So Jesus thinks that we should make you connected to the mezuzah as well. Because the need for Adam. But not because the halachic criteria of mezuzah is the same as the halachic criteria of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is Dr. Yoshev is a chiyuv gomor. Mezuzah, if you don't have a mezuzah, you're parted from a mezuzah. You don't have a house. You're parted from a mezuzah.
So is this similar to like when on the Haggadah, if you're only one person, you have to say the Haggadah. But if you don't have anybody to see the candles, do you have to also light it?
Yes, also light it for yourself. Yeah. Give me it by yourself. You have to also light it. But, so this says Rav Yoshev, this is not talking about our lochic criteria. The lochic criteria of mezuzah is different than Hanukkah. Mezuzah, don't have a house, you're potter. Hanukkah, you don't have a house, you're chayav to go and get a house to light the menorah. What was this comparing? Because the need for you as a Jewish person, you need to be connected to the mitzvah. So Tosfos says with mezuzah you need to be connected. Let's give you a bracha. At least you can be connected to the idea, the concept of mezuzah. So anyway, it comes out the machlokes between Rav Chaim and Rav Yoshev. Rav Chaim says machlokes is a shoinim, where you have to rent a house. According to Rav Yoshev, it's a yochiv, absolute chiyuv. Yes.
So let's say according to Rav Chaim, what about the fact that this man was in Russia and the chances of him seeing a Hanukkah in the window was probably next to nothing?
Okay.
Fine. Did that change the equation?
No.
How's he been able to make any bracha? How do you have to have any connection if he doesn't rent a house?
The question is he obligated? Is he obligated? Do you like a person? But the bottom line is, in the end, that only if you see, you don't have to rent a house. It's not a choy v'saguf. According to Tosfos. Like a mezuzah, you don't have a house, you don't have to rent a house and put mezuzahs up. So you Hanukkah, the same thing, you don't have a house, you don't have to, you're not obligated. And I found Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe in Yerodea Chela Gimel. I found in Rav Moshe where Rav Moshe writes that a person who is in the street and he doesn't have a house, even if he has candles, he doesn't light. Dr. Ramesha, it's not oines. He just is no chiyuv. It's not called oines. He just has no chiyuv. Who's this like? Who's like Rav Yoshev? No chiyuv. Going to Rav Yoshev, you're chayv all the time. It's your chayva. Do whatever you can. Go rent the house. Do whatever you can. So if I'm in the street, I'm oines. But I don't tell me I'm not mechuyev. I am mechuyev. So therefore, Rav Moshe is like Rav Chaim, like Tosfos. Right. I met Rav Mordechai Goldstein yesterday. I asked him. Said no, you're not. I met Rav Goldstein, Rav Mordechai Goldstein. I met him yesterday. I asked him. Says no, you're not chayev. So this person is he obligated to rent? Says you're not chayev. And this idea, there's a follow-up to this, which I think is Rav Yoshev Lishitosai. What happened, the Gemara says that if you have your own home and your wife is lighting at home, you don't have to light. Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Chof Gimel that before he was married, he would participate with Rav with his host. But after you're married, he says, my wife lights for me. What happens? That's the halacha. If you are traveling, your wife is lighting, you're part of the mitzvah. What happens if you are in a different time zone? If you are in America and your wife's in Israel, or vice versa, what happens now?
Where's your home?
Let's say you live in Israel and you travel for business, travel to America. When it comes to lighting candles in America, by here it's bright, it's midday, daytime. Is that locker what your wife did many hours ago, does that Is that Pater you? Are you Pater? Says Rav Yoshev, no, no way. Because you're Choyver. How can you fulfill your obligation with candles lit in the wrong time? It could have been when the candles were lit, for you it wasn't even Hanukkah. Right? When, if your wife in Beit Shemesh lights you here, and you went to travel to America, when she's lighting Beit Shemesh, for you it's not Hanukkah, it's not Hanukkah time. Correct? It's still day, it's still Erev Hanukkah. So you can't fulfill your obligation with candles lit in a different, it's not the right time for you. Not yet. Go light yourself.
What about if you're in the spaceship going around the world and you have the time is changing every
Oh yeah. Okay, that's a big question. Too big for me.
That could just light every 3 hours.
Yeah. Okay, that's beyond me. That's a question in the sky.
Yeah.
Yes?
So to be traveling to Tel Aviv. And the wife likes Ashkia, like I mean she does often, but it's not a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
How far do you take it?
Uh-huh. Okay. Ashkia, it still has half an hour, at least within the half an hour, still within the time zone. Say that we could deal with. That's what Yosef said. And the other person might argue, say, no. Your house lit, Zelza. Where you're traveling, you're traveling. Where you have your house, it was lit the right time. Yeah. It's Rabbi Yosef Shitase. Rabbi Yosef is your Choyva Saguf. So your Choyva Saguf can't be potter through something lit in a different time zone. In a different era. The other person can say, no. Because where I am, I'm nothing, I don't have a house. Where my house is, it was lit, right? Everything's done, could ask within. Kosher. So let's just summarize our original question. So that our businessman in Moscow, when he went to the hotel room. So we asked, are you obligated to do such a thing? The answer is, according to Rabbi Yosef, yes. It's an obligation. You've got to rent a place. We asked, but according to Rav Moshe, no. You're traveling, you're potter. We asked, a person who's not well to do, because he doesn't have the funds to do that, should you also rent a room? So we see that Chazal say for a Hanukkah light, you've got to sell your clothes. No such thing, I don't have money. For the minimum, for the one candle night, you've got to sell your clothes. You got to go and work, sweep the streets. So therefore, point of Yosha, it's your chiyuv. So you got to go in overdraft, go in red, write a check, and go and rent a place. Even if it means you're gonna have to work very hard. There's no p'tur of choymesh nechosov like other mitzvahs. Point of Yosha, according to other choym, no mechuyev. Is it a good idea? Yes, everyone agree. It's a good idea to do it. If you can, beautiful, be mechayv yourself. Avos Hanes, Chavivos Hanes. Are you a hedyoit? No, you're not. By Sukkah, when it's raining and Hashem doesn't want you, and you still say you're a hedyoit. But if you're traveling and you want at Chavivos Hanes, you want to be a fast and nace, and you go rent a room, Gavadik, that's a wonderful thing. Okay, so have a good Shabbos. Thank you for coming. No. He owns it. I mean,
table somewhere I can write there. I have to rent my place.
It's definitely worth a dira.